Welcome to the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy here with you guys on this Monday, February 13th. Noah, I'll let you kick us off today.
All right. Well, I got a little book that I believe I even have it for my son right now. Did you know that the children's book, The Little Engine, does not have a known original writer?
Really?
Yep. So today there's a standard edition. It was written in 1930. It was called The Little Engine That Could. That's what the book that most people know right now. And it actually credits the story as retold by Waddy Piper.
Okay.
So it's a retold story. It's because the tale actually dates back far enough that it's practically considered a folk tale. There's a couple enthusiasts that have found different versions. One was in Sweden in 1903. Then there was a 1906 minister, some preacher over there that did a sermon that was based off of I Think I Can and I Thought I Could kind of parable thing. So what they think is that this story actually dates back like 120 years ago or even possibly further than that, that it was more of a folk tale that's been rewritten and told here and there.
Interesting.
That like actually a pastor used it as a sermon, and now we have the actual children's book that we know, The Little Engine That Could, that kind of originates from that. So it's nobody knows who the original writer, if it was a collaboration kind of thing. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Who actually wrote that book. It's just a retold story.
Interesting. I like that. All right, so I've got one. Did you know that whale sharks have tiny teeth on their eyeballs?
What? On their eyeballs?
Yes. So
for what?
Yeah, so these whale sharks, they don't have any eyelids to protect their eyes. So over the years, they have developed thousands of tiny teeth known as dermal denticles to fend off any potentially vision-damaging elements the ocean might throw at them, such as like items drifting in the sea and biochemical hazards, things like that. So they have these little tiny teeth. They call them dermal denticles on their eyes. It's estimated that each eye could have as many as nearly 3,000 of those tiny teeth. If you look at them under a microscope, they resemble the shape of an oak leaf, but obviously much smaller. These denticles are commonly found on many shark species' skin, acting like scales that cut down on turbulence and drag when they glide through the water. But for the whale shark, that's the only species in whom those denticles are around the eyes.
And so it's just like when they blink, it'll break up anything that's.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's kind of the main reason for it. They call it a scale-like armor. And then you combine it with the shark's unique ability to retract its eyes into its sockets. Scientists are reexamining the importance of a whale shark's vision. And for years, scientists thought that whale sharks largely navigated the world through their sense of smell. But as of recently, they found that these teeth on the eyes and the ability to retract it make their vision very important.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, if they have to have, they've developed a thing on the teeth on their eyes to protect their eyes. Their eyes have got to be really important.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I certainly never knew that whale sharks, they've got tiny little teeth on their
Steal
eyeballs.
Still a mystery that we don't even have the full story
yet. Yeah, it's true. Look more into that one. All righty. That'll do it for the Did You Know Show. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow, 2:45 every weekday here on KCHI.